在线英语听力室 tinroom.com 欢迎您。
Business $1 million. English.
Show me the money.
Pod. Welcome to Business English Pod. Hi, my name's Chris, and this is Business English on your terms.Today we have an advanced show. It's about sports idioms in the business world. Now, as a manager, you'll often hear your staff using sports idioms, and you may or may not understand them. Also, if you're going to business conventions or other sorts of business meetings, meeting other people from different countries, they may use some of these sports idioms.Sports and business have a lot in common. Both are competitive, there's a lot of money to be made, and there are usually winners or losers. As a result of all these similarities, sports idioms are common in business speech. As a result of all these similarities, sports idioms appear in business language all the time. Sports terms are a main source of idiomatic expression in the business world, especially in America.If you know nothing about sports, listening to people use these terms can be totally confusing. In today's lesson, we'll take a look at some of the common sports idioms in business. Some common idioms that you'll hear in the dialogue are as follows. Play ball. Play ball. Strike out. Strike out.Not up to scratch. Not up to scratch. Ballpark figure. Ballpark figure. The pitch. The pitch. This first time we listen, try to listen for the main idea. What are they talking about? What are the business ideas that they're talking about? And don't worry too much about catching every idiom. Let's listen now.
Well, is Cooper's going to play ball or are we going to strike out on this deal?
The latest locker room talk is that our game plan is a real contender for the contract.
Yeah, the other team has two strikes against it after they fumbled last week.
Bolton and Sons had a great chance of scoring, but I think Cooper's thought they weren't up to scratch on some of the details.
They pretty much put themselves into a no-win situation by stalling for time on the figures from Smith & Company. If we can get to home at the next meeting, I think we should be able to take the ball and run.
If our numbers are right, we should be able to call the shots from here.
We just need to jockey ourselves into position to close the deal.
Make sure that you take along your team players next week. I want to be sure that everyone is playing with a full deck and that everyone can field any question asked.
I'll take Shirley and Harry along. There are no second stringers. They can present the ballpark figures, and I'll bring it on home.
Great. Good luck with the pitch.
Well, there certainly were a lot of idioms in there. It's a little bit extreme. In the business world, you'll find some sports idioms, but not exactly that many so close together. Let me fill you in a bit on what they were discussing. So Juliet asked Aaron if Cooper's, a company they're hoping to do business with, had decided to work with them or not. Aaron said, from the information going around, the rumors, they were in a good place to succeed in getting the contract.The other company hoping to get the contract had made some mistakes, and Coopers felt that they didn't know all of their information well enough. Juliet commented that the other company had put themselves in a bad position by not giving the information from Smith & Company, another company, sooner. Juliet thought that if they did everything correct next week, they should be able to start work and get going on the project.Juliet also says that they need to get into a good position to get the contract. Aaron tells Juliet to take their strongest staff members, people who know all of the facts. Aaron finally wishes Juliet good luck. So that was what happened in business terms, in common sense terms as well. But the sports idioms were everywhere. So let's go over a few of them. To play ball.Now, this is a baseball term meaning just to play the game. In business, it means let's actually do what we're here to do. Let's get down to business and start the negotiations or start the business deal. So, are we going to play ball then? To strike out. This is another baseball term. Now, in baseball, there's a pitcher who throws the ball, and there's a batter who's supposed to hit the ball. And to strike out means the batter has missed the ball three times, and that means they're out. Okay, it's over. They're done. And in business, this means to fail. Okay, to completely, you do the wrong thing, and you fail. The company struck out with their negotiations. Not up to scratch. This idiom actually comes from horse racing, and it means not being capable of winning, okay? The horse actually wasn't strong enough and fast enough, it wasn't trained well enough to win the race. In business, the idiom means not having the right stuff, not having the right qualities to actually do well enough to succeed in business. For example, his work on the project was not up to scratch. We may have to reconsider his position in the company. The ballpark figures. Here's another baseball term. And a ballpark is a large place where the game is played. Baseball is played in a stadium, but they'll also call it a ballpark. In business, this idiom refers to general financial numbers as opposed to specific numbers. I can't give you the exact quote, but here are some ballpark figures. The pitch. This is another baseball idiom. In baseball, the pitch is when someone throws the ball to the batter, okay? So they're throwing the ball and the batter can do what they want with it. They can hit it, they can miss it. In business English, the idiom means to propose or suggest an idea. So for example, next week I'm going to pitch our new company designs to our shareholders. So that means this person is actually going to tell the shareholders about these new plans, and they want an approval or rejection of those plans. All right, so we've gone over some of the idioms, some of the most commonly used ones, but there were a lot in that dialogue. Let's listen one more time, and what you're listening for now is not just the business ideas. Try to pick out these idioms we've gone over and see if you can catch them in the context.
Well, is Cooper's going to play ball, or are we going to strike out on this deal?
The latest locker room talk is that our game plan is a real contender for the contract.
Yeah, the other team has two strikes against it after they fumbled last week.
Bolton and Sons had a great chance of scoring, but I think Cooper's thought they weren't up to scratch on some of the details.
They pretty much put themselves into a no-win situation by stalling for time on the figures from Smith & Company. If we can get to home at the next meeting, I think we should be able to take the ball and run.
If our numbers are right, we should be able to call the shots from here.
We just need to jockey ourselves into position to close the deal.
Make sure that you take along your team players next week. I want to be sure that everyone is playing with a full deck and that everyone can field any question asked.
I'll take Shirley and Harry along. There are no second stringers. They can present the ballpark figures, and I'll bring it on home.
Great. Good luck with the pitch.
So you heard five sports idioms in that dialogue. There are actually 23 total idioms in the dialogue. Now you can go back and listen while you're looking at the website where you can see some definitions of those idioms and some sample sentences. You can check to see if you're actually hearing the idioms and getting the right meanings from them. So from all of us here at Business English Pod, I'm Chris, and I'll see you next time.
Now, go to the website, EnglishPod.com. Apply what you've learned. Ask a question. Post a blog. Request a lesson. Business English Pod. EnglishPod.com.